At your next continuity clinic, you seem to be a bit more aware of the cultural impact of your family's views of health and disease. The clinic nurse tells you that your next patient speaks very little English, but had a bloody nose that stopped spontaneously. She tells you that you are behind and feels that this is a minor problem that can be handled quickly. But when you enter the room and see the frightened look on the mother's face, you stop and listen carefully to her story. As she struggles with her English, you suggest an interpreter and arrange for phone interpretation. The mom tells you that her daughter woke up from her nap with a nosebleed after having a cough for a few days, and she was worried. Seeing that the mother's concern seems to be out of proportion to the diagnosis, you remember from your experience abroad how children died of pneumonia that had started out as a simple URI. You also remember how some serious tropical diseases present with hemorrhage. You ask mom why she is so concerned about the bloody nose and whether she had ever seen anyone else with a bloody nose. She explains to you how back in her country, she saw children die after having a bloody nose or a cough. You realize that this is more than just a simple complaint, and after acknowledging mom's concern, you spend extra time explaining to her why you think this is not a serious condition and how she can treat it at home. Mom is pleased with your sensitive care and concern, and you leave the exam room feeling as if your experience abroad is starting to integrate into your practice at home.